WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. One of President Trump's top critics faces a judge today. Former FBI Director James Comey will be arraigned on federal charges of obstructing a congressional proceeding and lying about leaking information to the media during Senate testimony 5 years ago. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
The arraignment for the former FBI director happens on the sixth floor here at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. Expected to be a brief proceeding, but before even this first court appearance, this case has already uncorked political arguments both ways, with critics of the administration saying they're targeting a political enemy, and the president celebrating calling Comey a liar.
Texas National Guard troops are scheduled to take up positions in Chicago today. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Fresh off of C-17s, roughly 200 members of the Texas National Guard going to a military facility for operational debriefs. Their assignment? Well, the Pentagon has ordered soldiers to protect federal law enforcement and property from violent demonstrations.
Those troops could be sent home tomorrow. A federal judge will hold a hearing on lawsuits by both Chicago and the state of Illinois, accusing the White House of creating chaos to justify guard deployment. Day 8 of the government shutdown, and the number of flight delays is growing as more air traffic controllers, who are being asked to work without pay, sick out in protest. President Trump sending mixed signals on whether furloughed workers will ever get back pay.
There are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of, and we'll take care of them in a different way.
But he also said,
I follow the law, and what the law says is correct.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy insists air traffic controllers will get their back pay. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner joined talks in Egypt today on a peace plan for Gaza. Israeli and Hamas negotiators began meetings Monday. Jan Egeland with the Norwegian Refugee Council.
The people in Gaza are so exhausted from being starved and bombed, you wouldn't believe it. Israeli families having hostages in Gaza are yearning for having their people back.
Another Nobel Prize just announced. CBS's Vicky Barker.
The 2025 Nobel Prize for Chemistry goes to
Susumu Kitagawa, Kyoto University, Japan. Richard Robson, University of Melbourne, Australia. And Omar Yagi, University of California, Berkeley, USA, for the development of metal organic frameworks.
Work which the committee says created new rooms for chemistry.
Dow futures up 72. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A teenager accused of targeting women near the Racine County Courthouse has been charged. Sheriff's investigators say the 17-year-old, not officially charged, admitted to touching a woman inappropriately, claiming he thought she had dirt on her clothing. Three female county employees have since come forward with similar reports. The incidents happened between late September and early October along College Avenue near the courthouse. The teen is charged with fourth-degree sexual assault and disorderly conduct. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is asking for any other victims to contact law enforcement. Are you ready for an emergency? Racine County wants to find out. The Office of Emergency Management is asking people to take a 10-minute survey about disaster preparedness. Officials say the result will help them improve local emergency plans and better support the community before, during, and after disasters. Answers are confidential, and people can skip any questions they're not comfortable with. The county is encouraging everyone to share the survey so more voices can be heard. There is a link on the county's website. Police say a short chase in Caledonia ended with a big list of charges for a 28-year-old driver from Cudahy. Uriel Bernay Batunez is accused of fleeing officers, endangering safety, and driving drunk for a second time. Investigators say his blood alcohol level was nearly four times the legal limit and that he admitted to drinking several beers before getting behind the wheel. The chase covered nearly 4 miles Sunday night before officers forced the car to stop. It started near 38 and 4 Mile. Police say they also found cocaine in the man's wallet and learned that his license was revoked. He's now in custody facing multiple felony and misdemeanor counts. And after tonight, the Brewers will either be on to the next round in the playoffs or they'll be preparing for another game in Chicago. First pitch today for Game 3 in the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs is at 4:08. If you need to be surrounded by other fans, there is a watch party at Davidson Park on the Harley-Davidson campus. There, giant TV, local food trucks, tailgate games, and appearances by Brewer mascots Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages. The pregame show for that Brewer game starts at 3:30 right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Game 3, Brewers and Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers playing the Cubs at Wrigley Field. First pitch at 4:08 this afternoon. It'll be Brewers pitcher Quinn Priester's first career start in the postseason.
And yeah, man, I'm going to be fired up. I'm already starting to feel that anxious, that good nerves. I'm fired up.
What's it like for the right-hander who just turned 25 years old? Manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Hey, Murph, with Quinn getting the start, just what's impressed you about his growth this entire season?
Yeah. How rapid it's been. This guy went from, you know, being a AAA pitcher for the last couple years to emerging as a real presence, giving his team a chance very often. And just to see that happen right before your eyes, and it's pretty special. He's still a young pitcher.
NBA ESPN.com again reporting the Bucks engaged in trade talks that could have sent Giannis to the Knicks. The Bucks say they've always kept in close contact with Giannis in the offseason. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a high from the low 40s to the upper 40s. Warmest temperatures closer to the lake. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
You know, when I first suspected that I might have OCD, I Googled it, and there are different symptoms. And some I have, and some I don't. And the ones I have, some I have more strongly than others. So I decided to make a color-coded graph. I listed the symptoms. I said, I'm going to rate from 0 to 10 how strongly I feel I have each symptom, total it up, and divide it by the number of symptoms. If I'm higher than 5, I'll seek professional help. If I'm under 5, I'll self-diagnose that I am A-OK. Number 1, are you the type of person who has to check the stove repeatedly to make sure it's off? And I'm like, 0. That's a Looney Tunes land. Number 2, are you the type of person who has to wash your hands over and over again? And I had this nagging feeling that I forgot to answer that first question. So I looked up. Yeah, I did write 0. Okay. Hand washing. 6. I'm like, that ain't even right. I scribbled that out. I got some ink on my hands. I went to go wash my hands. While I'm washing my hands, I'm like, why did they mention stove? So I checked the stove. It was on. I'm like, I'm never going to make that mistake again. And I came back and I chained hand washing to 2.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. A long time.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back.
be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start running.
The Angels, my boyfriend's back. It's 6:11, local news. Time lives. It's here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us. Fall is finally here. It finally feels like fall this morning. We're looking for some beautiful, gorgeous weather on the way. This is typical autumn weather. I love it. Sunny today with a high near 60. Clear tonight, lows 50. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 63. And taking a sneak peek at the weekend, sunny Saturday and Sunday with a high in the mid-60s. What a weekend. What a time. It's going to be great. Right now, it's currently clear. Excuse me. Clear and 49 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. Here's the king. Here's Elvis. Marie's the name of his latest flame.
Very old friend came by today, cause he was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name.
That's Elvis, local news. Time Liz sits here at WRJN. Looking for beautiful sunshine today. Highs nearing 60. It's going to be cool outside. I was sitting outside with a neighbor yesterday. I didn't have a jacket on. It was cold out there, but it felt good. It was nice. Currently, it's clear. We have 49 degrees here at Radio Park. So a communal office lunchroom microwave oven broke down. So a man brought his own microwave oven in and locked it so no one else can use it. The man says the other workers busted the last one on the first day they had it. He's not taking any chances. So what do you think? Was it right of him to lock it? You know what? If you don't know how to take care of equipment, why would I want to put my equipment here so you can break it? I agree with him. You know, lock it up. Bring your own microwave in. But you're not going to break mine. It's 6:14. I know I sound kind of mean, though. 6:14 at WRJN.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
Eight Collectibles in Greendale and Gurnee, the ultimate destination for collectors and pop culture fans. From action figures to comic books to pro wrestling merch and sports memorabilia, every shelf tells a story and every gift is unforgettable. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $8 today only at WRJN Big Deal.
It's 617 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You know, despite being in service for about 20 years, the F-22 has only scored 3 air-to-air kills. The first was that Chinese balloon, remember that, in February of 2023? The other two came just days after that. Those kills were never recovered, but they're believed to be balloon-like nature, you know, like $12 hobby balloons you get from the store. The U.S. Air Force has 187 F-22s. They cost over $60 billion. I guess it's a good thing they haven't seen more action. Hopefully, it will stay that way. 617, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for sunshine today. Highs of 60, clear 49 degrees right now, right here at Radio Park.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. The new season of Monster on Netflix features the story of Wisconsinite Ed Gein. Charlie Hunnam plays Gein in the third season of the show, which is produced by Ryan Murphy. Unfortunately, the show is not exactly pulling Monster ratings, receiving just a 41% on Rotten Tomatoes. This is the second Wisconsinite featured in just three seasons of the show. Season one showcased the horrible crimes of Jeffrey Dahmer. If it makes you feel any better, none of the seasons were particularly well-reviewed. Taylor Swift addressed the reason she's not playing the Super Bowl halftime show in February. The pop star told Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show that she was never given an official offer and that when all was said and done, she says she loves her fiancé and didn't want to upstage him in the big game. Swift then caught herself and says, "I didn't mean to assume the Chiefs would be back in the Super Bowl, and so far, thank God, it looks like they won't be." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
Local news, timeless. It's here at WRJN. Looking for some beautiful sunshiny autumn weather today with a high near 60. Clear tonight, lows 50. Sunny tomorrow, high 63. A sneak peek at the weekend. Sunny both days, highs in the mid-60s right now. Clear 49 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, Google posted the top, is it weird questions we've asked this year. And they're all about doing stuff by yourself. Like, is it weird to go to a bar alone? Well, plenty of people do. Is it weird to talk to yourself? That depends. In public, at full volume? Yeah. Is it weird to go to a concert alone? Go for it. Maybe you'll meet people with shared interests. Is it weird to go to the movies alone? Well, now that there's so much to stream, might be less common, but plenty of people still do. I used to do it all the time. And is it weird to eat alone at a restaurant? No. But there is a stigma because restaurants are kind of set up for people to eat together, so if it feels weird, go sit at the bar. Remember the movie with Steve Martin, The Lonely Guy? He goes into the restaurant, and he's all by himself. He's just one. So he goes to the table, and they make such a big deal of taking the second place setting away. Everybody in the restaurant's watching them. The Lonely Guy. That was a good movie. It's 6:24, local news. Timeless hits, WRJN. I got the big O for you. Here's Roy Orbison. Here's Dream Baby, WRJN.
Sweet dream, baby. can make my dreams come true.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. So get this, an employee at a modern art museum in the Netherlands threw out two empty beer cans that were actually priceless art. He saw the hand-painted cans and thought someone left them behind. Luckily, the museum's curator realized they were missing before the trash got sent to the city dump. What does that say about modern art? What do you think is trash to throw out, huh? Yes, Sly and the Family Stone, Dance to the Music, 628. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Yeah, on the throne.
Gem Stone, dance to the music. Yeah, 6:30 local news. Tamla sits at WRJN. Let's check our local news in the morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha man has been charged with causing a deadly crash while under the influence Sunday night in Summers. Investigators say 27-year-old Marcus Mann was driving on Highway E in Summers Sunday night when he crossed the center line and slammed into an SUV. The other driver died at the scene. Mann was seriously injured. He's now charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, along with cocaine and THC possession. Investigators are still piecing together what happened and are asking witnesses to reach out to the sheriff's office. A major new grocery and retail option could soon be coming to Mount Pleasant, and the Racine County Eye has the scoop. The website reports that village officials say Meyer has quietly purchased the former Case property on Washington Avenue. The company hasn't announced any plans yet, but the sale signals a new store could be in the works. Go deeper on that story online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. People in Kenosha can have a say in school spending without running for anything. The Kenosha Unified School District is inviting residents, staff, and students to join their standing committees. Those include audit and finance, curriculum, personnel, and facilities. Applicants must live in Kenosha, Pleasant Prairie, or Summers and submit an interest form by the end of the month. Committee members will serve for 1 year and attend meetings throughout the school year. And the governor is confirming big upgrades at the Veterans Cemetery in Union Grove. Governor Tony Evers says the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery will get more than $930,000 in federal grant money. We told you last week the funds will go towards improving parking, roads, and landscaping to help keep the site accessible. Evers says it's important that every veteran is honored with dignity. The cemetery has served more than 18,000 veterans and their families since opening in 1996. And the Brewers pregame show for the postseason starts at 3:30 today on these airwaves. First pitch in that Brewer game is at 4:08. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
If you're a connoisseur of butter, you may be feeling left out of a global trend. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. I'll explain what that's all about next.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Apparently, there is a global trend of consumers looking for pasture-raised butter. That's word from Dr. Greg Brickner. He is a veterinarian and a grazing specialist with the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship. He said this is a market that the United States, to a large extent, is missing out on. Areas like New Zealand seem to be the blueprint moving forward, and he's investigating.
Really, the only place that a grazing dairy farmer can get a premium for their work is through organic and organic grass-fed markets then. And those are difficult markets to get into. They take time to transition into. And even though they have a very high pay price, they have very high input costs as well. So profitability is just as challenging in those. And so we're trying to provide a conventional grass-based market, much like is done in the rest of the world, New Zealand and Ireland.
Dr. Greg Brickner, he's a veterinarian and a grazing specialist with the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship Program. He said if the United States can focus a little bit more effort on pasture-raised butter, the premiums could be there. Last year alone, American consumers bought and consumed an average of 2.7 million pounds of butter each day.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. That's BioVet. And did Did you know this is National 4-H Week? 4-Hers have been found to be twice as likely to have the goal of being a leader, three times more likely to participate in community service, and twice as likely to report living life with intentionality and purpose. Find out more at the number 4-H.org. There's your food news for Wednesday. I'm PM Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a high from the low 40s to the upper 40s. Warmest temperatures closer to the lake. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Fall, people love fall.
It's my favorite season.
People that love fall, they go crazy for the foliage. They're like, the foliage! Let's drive by the foliage! It's so beautiful the way the leaves die. They're so pretty right before they fall to their death. We think it's beautiful. It's the leaves' hospice. It also helps that the leaves can't talk. If they could talk, they'd be like, ah! Give me chlorophyll! Why are these people driving by and smiling at me? We're rather insensitive to the leaves' tragedy. They die, they fall to the ground, we just rake them up. Kids, you want to jump on this pile of dead leaves? No? All right, I'll just light them on fire.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Hey-ya. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey-ya. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey-ya. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end.
Baby, that's you.
Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed,
stop!
I can't stop.
I can't stop myself. Lightning striking again.
Just taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love
Wednesday, lightning strikes. Local news, timeless. It's a WRJN at 640. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 60. Right now it's clear, except for one big honking cloud. It's huge. I just took a look at it over Lake Michigan. There's one cloud in the sky, and it's big. It's right over the lake right now. Also, a full moon out there. You can check that out. That's kind of nice to see in the western sky. It's clear, 49 degrees, except for that big cloud at Radio Park. All right, a candy supplier put out a comprehensive list of the top-selling Halloween candies over the past 17 years. For the first time in their analysis, M&M's has surpassed Reese's Cups to take the top spot, except here in Wisconsin. Number one, Butterfingers. My favorite, Three Musketeers bars. Number one in Mississippi. All right. I guess if I want a Three Musketeers bars, I'll go trick-or-treating in Mississippi. 641, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Racine District 13 Alder. Renee Kelly is going to be in studio with us. Right now, I've got CCR, Fortunate Son.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hail to the chief.
Protest song from the 1960s, early 70s, Fortunate Son, Creedence Clearwater Revival. CCR had that song out talking about why do I have to go to Vietnam? How come the senator's son didn't go to Vietnam? You know why? Because I'm not a fortunate son. That's what the song's about. 643 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, 73% of people say they sleep better in hotel rooms. Not me. To make your bedroom feel more like a hotel room, upgrade your bedding. Make the room darker, cool it down, keep it tidy, clean it regularly, and always make your bed. And of course, put a small fridge in the room loaded with candy and soda. And every time you take one out, put $10 in the jar, all right? That should make it feel more like a hotel room. 640 local news, timeless hits of WRJN with the Turtles. Here's You Baby.
From the time I fall asleep till the morning comes, I dream about you, baby. I feel all right, 'cause I know tonight I'll be with you, baby. And who makes me feel like smiling when the weary day is through? Say candy is sweet, but it just can't compete with you, baby. You got everything I need, and nobody can please like you do, baby.
Nobody but
There you go. You Baby the Turtles, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:46 here on your, what is today? Wednesday morning. It's hump day today. Halfway to the weekend. I like it. A new poll asks people, if you could clone yourself, would you do it? 7% of people said definitely yes. 49% said definitely no. I don't think the world's ready for another Don Rosen, do you? I think one is more than enough. I'm not going to clone anybody, including myself. All right, the morning show on WRJN, brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hospice Alliance provides compassionate care to patients throughout Southeast Wisconsin, anywhere they call home. Care can be provided in a patient or loved one's home, in an assisted living or skilled nursing facility. Other families have found the Hospice Alliance Hospice House is best for their loved ones. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helmer.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms. Cause I want a girl.
She'll bring her love to me.
dreams come true. Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, until then I'll go to sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do, till all my lover's dreams come true. Cause I want a girl.
Lover. 652 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, got some good news for you. And I've also got some bad news. First, the bad news. Alaska is the most popular state among serial killers. Now, the good news. We live in the 48 states below Alaska.
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on your body. If you need me, show me. Should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
Bretton Wood, give me a little sign. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. 6:55, looking for plenty of sunshine today. Going to be a beautiful day. Highs near 60. Clear tonight, lows 50. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 63. And sunny over the weekend, too. Saturday and Sunday with a high in the mid-60s. Right now, it's clear except for that big cloud over Lake Michigan. 49 degrees at Radio Park. Check out that full moon while you still can this morning. It's pretty nice to look at. Well, it's the perfect time of the year for a zombie movie. If you need ideas of which one to start with, Paste Magazine, that's really the name of the magazine, too, ranked 50 of the best. Here are the top 10. Dawn of the Dead, Return of the Living Dead, Reanimator. That was a really good film from 1985. 28 Days Later, Day of the Dead, Shaun of the Dead, Evil Dead 2. What a great movie, 1987. Scared me. Night of the Living Dead. This is the original from 1968. Excellent movie. Zombie 2, also known as Zombie. And Demons, another scary movie from 1985. There you go. If you want some zombie movies, that's your list, all right? Coming up a little after 7 o'clock, we're scheduled to have Racine Alder from the 13th District. Renee Kelly in studio. But right now, I've got the Doobies. Here's China Grove.
People of the town are strange.
on the Doobies, China Grove, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, it's 6:59. Could you do this if you had to? A small twin-engine plane was flying from Las Vegas to Monterey, California, when the pilot passed out. So the only passenger on board had no choice but to land the plane herself. Air traffic control talked her through it. She touched down at an airport in Bakersfield, California. The pilot was taken to a hospital, and the woman who landed the plane wasn't hurt. I don't know if I could do that. I think if they talked me through it, I might be able to. I used to have a video game where you landed planes. I don't know if it's like that or not. But, wow. I don't know. I would probably panic if the pilot passed out and just hope for the best. Maybe splash some water on his face. It's 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our news, see what's going on. Huh?
Local news and timeless hits.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Texas National Guard troops have arrived in Illinois. They'll take up positions on the streets of Chicago today on orders from the Pentagon. Mayor Brandon Johnson isn't happy about it.
Handpicking National Guard's people from another state, the state of Texas, and then sending them to the state of Illinois, this is illegal, unconstitutional, and dangerous.
The troops may be headed back home soon. A federal judge will consider lawsuits by both the state and city tomorrow. The government shutdown is now in its eighth day, and more airports, including Nashville and Chicago's O'Hare, are being hobbled by short staffing as air traffic controllers sick out to protest.